What we most often hear is bad news about our teens. That alters what we know is true. Most Alaska teenagers are doing positive things. They're volunteers, role models, and much more. Spirit of Youth tells these stories.
She was winning. So I don't know if you can grasp how significant that is.
That's Bruce Sheehan, an English teacher in Gambell, Alaska. He's talking about Lydia Passingock's success in the Alaska State Battle of the Books this school year. A Passingock's team from a small school on St. Lawrence Island in the Bering Sea tied for third place with the big city team from Anchorage.
And Lydia really is the linchpin of that team. It was her and two freshmen.
A Passingock is known for her work with other students. If she has extra time in class, she'll see what she can do to help.
I just help them with their work and try to, help them get the answer on their own.
She says there aren't enough teachers who are from the island. Her goal is to get through college as soon as possible so she can come back to Gambell as an English teacher.
She wants to do that before her youngest brother is in high school, and he currently is in fifth grade.
That's Gambell school counselor Kristen Rausch, who's been working with a Passingock as she makes plans to graduate early. A Passingock wants to spark student interest in activities that she's been drawn to throughout high school.
They're finally going to be in high school, and I want to see them doing really well in school. Stuff like Battle of the Books, journalism, spelling bee, all those future activities.
Just about to graduate, she knows she has something valuable to say to the younger residents of Gambell. I'm Rosie Robards.
Do you know of a teenager making a difference where you live? Take some time right now to nominate them for Spirit of Youth. Get more information at spiritofyouth.org.